Now, if you steal from there, and you know, theft has no quantities, people who steal, they often steal more. It means more people are without medication, and it's likely that you may be disrupting the provision, the continuum of provision of healthcare. Now, she is of the view that the state should, in judging people, in sentencing them, it should set an example so that people who are thinking about this elsewhere, who may be probably seeing these people as successful, prospering in their illicit activities, they should learn a lesson never to do it again.
Please explain to us why it is found incorrect or unlawful for professional and registered nurses to run their own entity on the side.
You've got to be registered. There's something called RWAPS. It's a remunerative work outside public service. Any public servant has a right, doctor has a right to have a private practice, but you must declare and you must get a right. You must be allowed by your employer, which is the primary employer, which is the state, to be outside state premises at a particular time without any deductions from your salary. For instance, if I were to be a radio personality or a journalist, I would have to apply to the department as a spokesperson, be granted permission. If I'm here now, I would be doing that within the payroll of the state, and I would still have to be paid this side for the work that I'm rendering this side. So if I'm here and doing work here, and it's illegal without being allowed to do so, it will be illegal.
And how does it work with ordering of stock medication for organizations or institutions that are not registered? Is it possible for them to order medication from manufacturers without having been registered?
No, nobody's allowed to be in possession of medicine without a prior approval by the authorities. You know, the pharmaceutical companies, they have their own regulations as to how people can obtain medicine. If you're not registered, you're not registered and you will not be allowed to be in possession of medicine. So we also run registered pharmacies. Our medicine stockpiling is done per regulation of the pharmaceutical companies council, and our people who are in those pharmacies, they are registered pharmacists themselves. So nobody is allowed to be in possession of or practice medicine distribution or possession without the due licenses. So it's part of the investigation, and it will form part of the case. Obviously, the encouragement that we are sending is to all people: never be in an illegal place, even if it's giving you help, because you are getting help in an illegal way. The ramifications of anything that may happen there may have deleterious effects to you, which may be, you know, costly to your life in the future. Normally, what we know with people who practice outside the professional boundaries, they have, you know, quick wins, but with long-term defects.
The MEC responded to these allegations yesterday. Kindly tell us what she is thinking, or rather what her view is at this point.
Well, the MEC is a law-abiding citizen. She wants the full might of the law to take its course, full course, without fear, favor, or prejudice to anybody. Because in this country, we presume you're innocent until you are proven guilty, if you are charged beyond any reasonable doubt. So the full process of the court of the law must go on, and if they are found guilty, she feels that they must be given a sentence that would be a deterrent sentence, so that anybody who's thinking about doing this in the future should think about this, and there should be a precedent set as to how do we deal with cases of this nature going into the future.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mvambi, for your time. I'm Mpho Happy, OFM News, with the spokesperson of the Department of Health, Free State Province, Mr. Mondli Mvambi.
Thank you very much.